We heard this big explosion. We weren't sure what it was. I thought my natural instinct was I thought the whole factory blew up across the road from us. My husband thought it was a terrorist attack. Then we heard screaming, ah, you know, like really loud moaning, like someone was in agony. We looked outside our window and we just saw our neighbor running, and he was covered in blackness. He ran towards the city hospital. So I believe he's seriously injured, I'm not sure. And so we ran outside to see if everything was all right. We went back inside just to go fetch our cat, to go see if she was all right. Couldn't find my cat, grabbed our bag, came back outside. And yeah, and then of course the ambulance and the police, they arrived within a minute or two.
Very good response.
And you too, what you felt and heard and saw at the explosion and just in a few seconds after?
Yeah, I was in there with her. We just like cleaning a fridge. Mm. And all of a sudden, just like, you know, the glass started falling on us. And we just told her, you know, and it started getting smoky as well. So we just like ran outside. He told like, God knows what happened. I thought like we've been just hit by some terrorists or something, to be honest with you.
Mm. So did your window smash, you mean, and glass fell on you?
Yeah, it's our roof. It's a glass roof, the laundry room. It just
landed on us.
And we just ran outside. Then we went back in to look for our cat. But then we've been told we're not allowed to go back in till they tell us. So we're just still waiting for them.
And immediately after the explosion, when you looked out to see what was going on, you saw your neighbour. What did you see?
Yeah, I seen him in there. And his face was black and he's really fair skinned in there as well, so he was covered like, you know, in blackness in there. And just seen him screaming and just running towards the city hospital.
And was he, did you hear him screaming?
I hear him screaming really loud. And he didn't wait for anything. By the time we managed to come out, he was nowhere gone. To be seen.
And what have you been told about, I mean, well, first of all, what are your worries about your house? Is it going to be damaged?
Well, yeah, we expect the top roof is probably going to conk in. The side walls is probably going to be very damaged. Our back room is completely gone, so we're not going to be able to go back in. This house is probably going to be rendered, you know, unsafe. Yeah, we won't be able to move back in.
And is it just you two living there?
Yes, just myself and my husband and my cat.
And so what have they told you now about what you can and can't do and what to expect?
We're not allowed to go back in. Apparently the police or someone's going to contact us and tell us when we're allowed to go get our necessities, our valuables. But no, we can't go back into our homes.